Anyway, this is a day of joy, okay? Amen. The church is moving onward and upward, and they aren't all dependent on one man. I'm thankful for that. Some of you are in great joy tonight because there's no longer going to be long messages. I am thankful, though. It has been a great privilege for Finley and I. We're just, our hearts are overflowing. And I wouldn't have planned it this way. I would like to have, gone out in glory, I guess. And but God has His ways to teach us. And I'm definitely needing of some teaching and patience. That's why they put me in the hospital, to be a patient. this is a good day. I have to remember that. I would like to read a scripture. And I think that this has really speaks us tonight. It's the story when Paul was going to Rome, and he passed through the city of Ephesus, and God called him to stay there a couple years, and but then it was time for him to leave, and I feel a little that way. I'm going to read the scripture. Paul says to the brethren there in Ephesus, the church, he says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them that are sanctified." And so, I too want to encourage you in your walk with God. God is a God of grace. He will help you. Goes on to say, "I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel." And you don't get rich being a pastor. I mean, the richness is in the spiritual helping and sacrificing. But I think you aren't here for financial gain. And I am thankful for certainly all the ways you have benefited my life and Philetus. You took very good care of us. And we just felt so secure here. Paul goes on to say, Yea, yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus." What did Jesus say? Are you familiar with that scripture? He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." I think if we could remember that tonight, that giving to God is a blessing. And I want you to continue in that. I think I've seen the church. I know I've seen the church change as we've been here. You're very giving and loving people. And continue to do that. Paul goes on to say, "And when he had spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all." And I would like to do that tonight too. They all wept sore. And fell on Paul's neck. And they kissed him. Now you don't have to do that tonight. And you can hold off the hugs too if you want a little bit. But they were sorrowing most of all for the words of which the apostle, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. What a great story. What a close church. How much they loved Paul. Not just because he was an apostle, but because he was a man. And they were, I think, blessed by his ministry. And I'm thankful that Paul had given him, or God had given Paul such a great church, and that Paul was on his way to Rome, but God directed this church to encourage him. It was not going to be an easy trip. In fact, he was going to die there, I believe, you know. And so I hope that is not the case here. But God is able, and it's his will that needs to be done. I have to praise God that the loving spirit that you have shown, Philemon and I, in this too short of a time, I believe the church has grown so much in so many ways. There is a spirit of unity and peace here, and I'm thankful for that. It blesses a pastor's heart when the brethren dwell together in unity. And continue to do that, would you? Be blessing others and encouraging others, and pick them up along the way as they struggle. The Apostle Paul said, however, there are many dangers that can kill the heart of a church. Just because things are going well, don't forget to pray. The devil roars about seeking whom he may devour. And I think sometimes we don't see the spiritual enemies that we have. I would encourage you, well, let me read what Paul said. For I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. And I have tried to do that. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock. He's talking to the leadership of the church here. So I want to encourage Cliff and Dave. Where is he? Anyway, did he run out on me? Oh, okay. To lead in a godly way. And you deacons, you are important. I'm excited for your heart for ministry. Paul goes on to say, he says, take heed thereunto yourselves and to the whole flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? God purchased your salvation. You didn't work it out. God called you. And I want to encourage you to work out your salvation. You're going to have to disciple yourself. Okay, you need to spend time with God, and I encourage you to do that every day. Okay, that's one of the ways you fight off the enemy, is to be put on the whole armor of God. Paul goes on to say, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock. Boy, I don't like to hear that, do you? But, you know, the devil is as alive and well today as he was back then. And we may even be in a position where we may be persecuted. I can see that happening as our church becomes, or as our nation becomes more secular, that Christians will be the ones. Those that are doing right will be persecuted. And so, don't let that bother you. Keep on serving God. Amen. Paul says, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking diverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, listen to this. Because of this fact, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So it's a warning tonight. I really would encourage you to think about that. This church can be go down as fast as it went up. And finally, I would like to say for Philene and I that we do thank you all for the many cards, calls, gifts. The church has been such a blessing that way. Some of you have written notes that have touched my heart. And sometimes we don't realize how we touch people. Many times we don't bless people when we should. I sometimes think pastors are the last to hear how they've been a blessing. So you let Cliff know when he preaches a good message, okay? And how you were blessed. And all the same for Dave. You know, if your children are growing in the Lord, in the teen group, you ought to let them know. Don't wait till he's sick. You certainly have encouraged us through this, and we're not to the end of the road. It was funny. We were going for, I don't know all the things we went for, but retirement and, you know, getting Medicare, and it's just been a lot of paperwork. I haven't done any of it. I just turned it over to my secretary. But Philena was trying to explain to us why certain payments were about the same, and she says, well, you know, it's getting towards the end, you know? And I said, wait a minute, you know? Don't sell me short. And I do feel God has a place for me and a purpose. Pray for me that I be patient, as I said, and that we would be able to find a liver that the doctors would maybe sense how sick that I am. Sometimes they get quite hardened, and they say, go to the hospital, and we'll give you all these drugs, and we'll help you. And then when you get better, they say, well, I don't think you need it now, you know. And so we're in kind of that position. I feel I'm ready, but we have to wait on people, and it's their choice, not ours, as far as the liver transplant. I did tell Philena, I think yesterday, that this isn't a 100-yard dash. I think that's what I thought it would be. This is a marathon. And so we have to persevere. And I would say that with each of you. There's going to be hardship. And whatever God has called you to, persevere. Don't let the devil, don't let the flesh, don't let the world get the best of you and get victory in your life. Okay? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What? Lean to thine own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. And so we are looking for God to direct our paths and this walk. I'm sorry that I just took off one day and didn't come back. I'm sure you thought, man, what kind of a shepherd is he, you know? But God has been good. And I just am thankful that you all are here tonight, you know? That shows me a lot about, you know, how much you care. And we will try to get the email thing going, right, Bob? And so everybody knows what's going on. But let's pray. Let's bow in a word of prayer and ask God to help. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for everyone here tonight and those that couldn't make it. I pray, Lord, that you would draw this church together in a new and a fresh way, that you would bless Cliff as he, Lord, preaches and leads, that you would help Dave as he's around the church and takes care of many of the duties here. And I just pray for our deacons, God, that you would give them wisdom, Help them, God, to make right decisions as they also lead the church. We ask that you'd especially help me and Lord to look to you for strength and help in time of need. Thankful, God, that you are the God of the living and of the dead. And so, Lord, we always have faith and peace in you. And, Lord, we know that you'll take care of us wherever we go. And someday we're all going to end up in glory, those that know Christ as Savior. And we're all going to rejoice around your throne. And we're going to sing, "Are We Worth It All?" when we see Jesus. And, Lord, I'm thankful for, Lord, this evening, a special time to see these good folk. And we ask your blessing on them in Jesus' name. Amen.